If you want quick, effective relief from discomfort of acid indigestion after eating, try Bisodol. I believe you'll agree with thousands that results are wonderful. Relief usually comes within a short time. You'll like Bisodol's cool, minty flavor, too. Remember, it's been recommended by many doctors, so be careful to avoid substitutes. Get the genuine, spelled Bisodol, in powder or tablet form for only 25 cents at your drugstore. And now, Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons and the case of the missing doll. Mr. Keene established the fact that the doll which the police had fished out of the river was the doll which 10-year-old Kathy Barnes had lost. But the mystery surrounding the disappearance of Kathy's own mother is no nearer solution. The woman, after leaving her child, threatened suicide. But the child, of course, knows nothing about this. And now, we find Mr. Keene in his office. Mike Clancy, his assistant, and Miss Ellis, his secretary, are with him. Miss Ellis is looking at a newspaper.
Well, Miss Ellis, what do you think of the picture?
Oh, it's one of the most pathetic pictures I've ever seen in a newspaper, Mr. Keene. A beautiful child hugging her doll. You know, she seems to be looking right at you. You want to put your arms around her and give her all the affection you can. That's how it makes you feel.
And it's a very good picture of Kathy. Don't you think so, Mike?
Indeed it is, boss. And you didn't have the least trouble getting it published either. Miss Ellis, it would have done your heart good to have seen the way the boss called up that editor.
Mm. Once he heard the story, Mike, he was only too glad to send one of his cameramen up to the playground and take a picture of Kathy and her doll.
Oh, it was the way you told him the story, sir. There's more than one way of telling the story.
Oh, I just told him the facts, how Kathy had lost her doll and how she'd asked me to find it. And how we learned that our mother had disappeared and that the child didn't know anything about it. And then how the police fished up Kathy's lost doll from the river.
Boss, now how do you suppose that doll ever got in the river?
That's one of the things we don't know, Mike. But that isn't the important thing. We still haven't a trace of Kathy's mother.
Mr. Keene, you know, just looking at the picture of this child makes tears want to come to your eyes.
It sure makes you sad, Miss Ellis. Just looking at it. But the thing that really touches me own heart is them four words printed right over the picture. Mummy, please come back.
Oh, stop it, Mike. Reading it like that, it makes me want to cry.
Well, all I can say is if them words ain't real poetry, then I ain't a full-blooded Irishman. Boss, did you make up them words yourself?
It didn't take very much imagination to make up those words, Mike. A simple, direct plea to the child's mother. Let's hope that they come to her attention.
Well, Mr. Keene, I don't like to be discouraging, but even if she does see this picture and reads these words, I'm afraid it won't make any difference.
Why do you say that, Miss Ellis?
Well, in the first place, a right-minded mother would never leave her child.
Miss Ellis, we don't know all the circumstances, and perhaps this poor woman thought she had a reason.
Oh.
Boss, I'm inclined to take sides against you. Just looking at the common sense side of it, I'm agreeing with Miss Ellis. In the first place, would a mother leave a nice little girl like Kathy if she had any love for her?
No.
Well, you both are entitled to your opinion, of course. But I hope you're wrong. And I think perhaps you might be. To my way of thinking, there's no mother's heart strong enough to withstand an appeal such as this picture makes. Of course, Kathy's mother may never see it. May be too late. May even be that she's already carried out her threat of suicide. And in that event, there's nothing we can do.
It's a hard thing to say, boss. But it's in my head that poor Kathy is already an orphan.
There's no positive evidence, Mike. We know that the police pulled Kathy's doll out of the river. And I figure that whoever took it, for somebody must have stolen it, wanted to get rid of it. Their conscience may have hurt them and they threw it in the river. But we've been unable to discover any connection between the missing doll and Kathy's mother.
Well, that's just the point I'm making, sir. The doll's recovered, the mother's still missing.
There doesn't seem to be any connection, Mr. Keene. And that's why I don't understand what you would hope to gain by having the child's picture with the doll published in a newspaper.
Frankly, Miss Ellis, I'm hoping the right eyes see it. Mike, how would you like to play a little hopscotch?
Eh? I don't know what in the world you're talking about, boss.
Well, Mike, if you've never played hopscotch, there's no time like the present to learn. Come on, we've work to do.
No, Mr. Clancy. That's not the way to play hopscotch. You mustn't hop with 2 feet.
Well, now, why didn't you say so, Kathy? Look at me, boss, making a fool of myself, jumping with 2 feet when I should have used 1. Well, maybe now you won't mind if I take a rest for a minute.
I'm not tired. Are you tired, Mr. Keene?
No, Kathy. I could play hopscotch all day, my dear, especially with you. Still, I suppose a short rest wouldn't hurt any of us.
Now you're talking, boss.
Kathy, let me have another look at your doll. Why, she looks fine after that terrible experience she had when some bad person threw her in the river.
I wonder who did it. But I'm awful glad to get her back, Mr. Keene. She's just the same as she was when Mama gave it to me. Only some of the paint came off her face, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Her arm was always broken like this. That's why I have to take care of her so good. I made her this new dress, though.
Kathy, you made this beautiful dress yourself?
Yes, sir. I found some rags in an ash can, and Annie needed a dress so bad.
And you made this dress all by yourself?
Oh, that was easy. I can sew good. I mean, pretty good.
Kathy, child, I'm proud of you.
I only hope Annie likes her new dress. I think she does.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Don't you think so, Mike?
Well, I'm just admiring it. And I'd say that a doll who didn't like that dress didn't have no eye for beauty.
Would you like to hear Annie talk?
I'd love to hear her.
Well, I always have to hold her like this, Mr. King, when she's going to talk. I have to bend her over. See?
Boss, that's a lovely doll now, ain't it?
Now, mind you, Kathy, don't let her get lost again.
Oh, no, sir. I never would. Mama would never forgive me. I wish Mama would hurry and come back. She's been gone an awful long time. Mr. Keene, I don't know how long it takes to get to heaven. That's where she went. To see my daddy, I think. I miss her so.
Your mother misses you too, Kathy.
Oh, I know that. She always used to tell me how she could never live without me and Daddy. But Daddy never came back. I guess Mama and Daddy had a lot to talk about, and that's why she hasn't come back yet.
Oh, Kathy, darling, I wish you wouldn't be talking that way.
I don't know why she didn't take me to see Daddy. I'd like to see him, too. But I guess maybe she didn't have the money. It must cost an awful lot to go all the way to heaven and come back. Doesn't it, Mr. Keene?
Heaven is a long way off, Kathy.
Want to play some more hopscotch, Mr. Keene?
Of course I do. I'd love to play. And so would Mr. Clancy. Wouldn't you, Mike?
Oh, sure, boss. There's nothing like a game of hopscotch.
But before we start, my dear, I have an idea. How would you like a little refreshment, some ice cream?
Oh, you don't have to buy me any ice cream.
Boss, it's a grand idea. We'll all go over to the store and have an ice cream soda together.
No, Mike, we're too tired to walk all the way across the playground for ice cream. We'll stay right here. Now, Kathy, here's the money. You get just the kind of ice cream you like best, and when you come back, we'll all play a nice game of hopscotch.
Mr. Keene, aren't you going to have any ice cream?
Well, later, perhaps. Now, you just run along.
I can bring you some ice cream if you like it, Mr. Clancy.
Oh, don't even think of it. You do just as the boss says, and enjoy yourself a nice, cooling dish of it.
I'll be right back. Maybe I'll give Annie some of mine if she wants it.
Yes, child, you do that.
I'll be right back.
Boss, I didn't want to say anything in front of the child, but what's the idea of all this nonsense?
Well, Mike, it's beginning to look as though it is all nonsense. And I never would have been satisfied unless we'd given it this final chance to work.
Well, how would you mean that, sir? A final chance? We come all the way up here to play a game called hopscotch, and then sit around among a lot of women and children in a public playground. What do you expect to happen? Boss, what was the real reason you didn't want us all to go over to the store and have ice cream together?
I wanted to give Kathy a chance to be alone for a while.
Oh, now it dawns on me. Boss, you're very smart.
I'd hoped somehow that if Kathy's mother is still alive, she'd be drawn back here. And that Kathy's picture in the paper would have acted like a magnet to bring mother and child together. Mike, look at the child hugging a doll.
Nobody's paying no attention to her. Oh, boss, I know how disappointing it must be to you.
She stopped.
Yes, that's funny. Oh, it's nothing, sir. Now she's walking again.
Did you notice, Mike, how her eyes lighted up when I mentioned ice cream?
I sure did.
I wonder how long it's been since she's had any. Mike, I think it's happened. Yes, yes, I think it has.
I don't follow you, sir.
Where are your eyes? Don't you see that woman?
You mean that woman with the black shawl over her head?
Yes, that's the one. Keep your eyes on her, Mike. And if she approaches Kathy, you can bet your bottom dollar that woman is Kathy's mother.
We're just walking on the sidewalk, that's all. If it was Kathy's mother, wouldn't she speak to the child?
Come on, Mike. No, not yet. Just a moment. Let's see what happens. You notice, Mike, how she seems to be holding back? Let's stroll across the playground. We don't want to lose sight of that woman until we make sure.
I don't believe it's anything to it, boss. Sure, if that woman...
Just a minute, Mike. Stand here. I want to see what that woman does. Now that Kathy's gone into the store.
Say, you may be right, sir. Now, why would she stop right plump in front of the place where Kathy went in and with her head stuck again in the window?
Mike, that's the woman we're looking for.
Oh, God bless you, sir.
We're going over and talk to her right now.
Well, don't you think it might be better to wait until Kathy comes out, just to be sure?
No, the time to act is now.
She's looking around.
Hey there.
Mike, what are you doing? You frightened her.
Oh, I'm sorry, boss. I was just excited.
She heard you, Mike. You scared her. Look, she's running. Come on, after her. Stop that woman! Stop her!
I'm right with you, boss. Look, look, she's going down the subway.
Stop her! Stop that woman!
We'll catch her down the subway, boss.
Yes, wherever she goes, get her. Mrs. Burns! Mrs. Burns! Hold that woman!
Look out, boss. She's going to the edge of the platform. There's a train coming. Look out for the train!
Mrs. Burns!
Was Mr. Keene in time to prevent that woman from leaping before the onrushing subway train? Was this woman actually Kathy's mother? Or did Mr. Keene make a mistake? Listen next Tuesday as Mr. Keene solves the mystery of the case of the missing doll. Here is a word of sound advice for every man or woman who ever suffers from acid stomach upsets. If you have the slightest doubt about your present way of relieving acid indigestion, by all means see your doctor, for he above all others knows best. And will advise you on the proper way to neutralize the excess acids causing your distress. Ask him particularly about the remarkable alkalizer called Bisodol, for it is a fact that Bisodol relieves acid distress with amazing speed, so quickly that many doctors have recommended it for this very purpose. Now, the reason Bisodol brings relief so incredibly fast is this. Almost instantly you take it, it acts to sweeten the stomach by neutralizing excess acids. And when the excess acidity causing your distress is neutralized, acid distress goes fast, and you just naturally feel better. This has been the experience of thousands who take Bisodol. They can tell you this remarkable way to neutralize excess acids often brings relief in less time than it takes to tell. You'll like Bisodol's fresh, cool, minty flavor. Simply take Bisodol in a glass of water at first sign of acid stomach upset. Relief should come in a few minutes, and you'll feel like a different person. It's really wonderful. Bisodol comes in both powder and tablet form. Only 25 cents at all drugstores. So stop in tonight. Get Bisodol.